It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to this very, very special segment because every single day, it's a special moment because we get to see a brand new day, which is a beautiful gift from our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is why we want to ascribe all glory, honor and adoration to the King of Glory this morning, the one who has made this possible. That is why I want to say, Father, thank you. We appreciate you and we do not take this for granted. Once again, I want to welcome you. And if you are new to this show and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And it's a time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God, where we get to gather to fellowship with the King of Glory and fellowship as one in the body of Christ. If you are frequent on the show, you know what time it is. Let us tell every single person around us that it is time for our devotion. So wake everybody up. Let them know that it is time to listen to the Word of God. You're welcome to the 30th day in the month of July 2024. And it's indeed a beautiful moment in the presence of God. We thank God for this very, very beautiful morning. Before we go into the topic of today, I would like to remind you that this very segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we'll make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Vassal of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 30th day in the month of July 2024, and it's indeed a beautiful Tuesday. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, comfort versus fellowship. Comfort versus fellowship. Our hymn today will be taken from hymn 15, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Isaiah chapter 57 to chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 57 to chapter 59. Our memory verse for today will be taken from Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 24 to 25. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 24 to verse 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His Word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven Manual says, today I want you to consider very well the choice of deciding to stay at home and watch services online over attending physically. Today's Bible text clearly states that you are not to forsake the fellowshipping together of brethren. Therefore, if you choose to attend a service online when you can very well attend that service physically, you are forsaking the fellowshipping together with brethren for your comfort, due to your preference for comfort over fellowship. Many things might follow. Some of these may include picking up phone calls or browsing social media while the service is going on. Also, you might be eating and drinking when you should be concentrating on receiving the bread of life from heaven. In that state, it is easy to welcome distractions from visitors who knock on your door, and even things that you suddenly remember that you ought to have done. These things will take your mind completely off the service and make you miss out on what God is doing at the moment. On the other hand, if you are present at a service physically, there will be little or no distractions because almost everybody around you will be focused on God. They will be praying or worshipping God fervently, and the environment around you will be charged. That fire will kindle your own fire too. This is not the same as watching a service on TV. Tell me, if you put on your TV and the TV station is showing a house that is burning, will you feel the heat in your house? Except there is absolutely no way to attend a physical service, either due to distance or other challenges. You cannot get the same impact from the service by watching it at home. God sees your heart. He knows when you are choosing comfort over fellowship with the brethren. He is the one who said that you should not forsake the fellowshipping together of brethren, so he will not encourage you to disobey him. There is always a difference between someone watching God move and someone being part of the move of God. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, never choose comfort over fellowshipping physically with other believers. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His Word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, you can also be a blessing to somebody this morning by sharing. How can you do this? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can always see our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And you can have it on your mobile devices on Play Store and Apple Store. You can listen to this and many more of our wonderful segments throughout the day. It promises to be a very exciting spiritual journey through the programs for the day. We also have our schedules listed out there to follow every of our shows. Even you can view all your amazing shows for the week on the schedule. I do hope you had a wonderful day today. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather like this once again, or we gather in heaven, please do remain blessed. Have a beautiful, beautiful day today. God bless you.